goes on here, Ben? You're here. Middle Hill will drive you mad. Hard Yards LA back after 1 week hiatus because I had to stay home and watch SummerSlam and I couldn't fucking make it out here. Did you watch SummerSlam?
I did not, buddy.
My boy Brian Engel's back. Back from Cowboy Camp. Cowboy Camp is over?
No longer in Oxnard, but back in Dallas.
Back in Dallas? Will they stay 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. It's going to be getting a little shorter in the years coming because of the new facility they're building in Frisco, Texas. So they'll be doing just 2 weeks out there.
Oh, it's just like a fucking cameo visit to the fans at Oxnard.
Oh, yeah. That'll be it.
Raider fans came out last, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, there was about 8,000 people a day at those two scrimmages they had there, yeah. So it was fun.
Beefed up security?
Yeah, a lot of those guys. I don't even know what you call them, towers that you'd see in prisons. Those things were up in the parking lots looking at guys.
A lot of people come out in their Road Warrior gear and the fucking spikes on the shoulder pads. Shit show.
Scary people, yeah.
Scary people, I'd imagine. Then the Raider fans, I heard the Raider fans were overtaking the Cowboy fans.
In terms of...
Noise,
for sure. But they kind of... They remind me of like a biker gang. They were like all in the far corner by themselves doing their thing, loud as shit, just going crazy.
Well, I haven't seen it a bit. I've talked a little bit. I went out there and experienced the Oxnard Cowboy shit. I think they should just leave the area. Why? Well, I mean, they're just trying to... Why? They should go back to Texas. Why? Why do they stay?
The weather... You know, they like being outside as opposed to being in a bubble in Dallas.
Too humid?
Too humid. And then also, man, I mean, there's no NFL team out here, so they capture kind of a lot of the fans, and they love kind of being the Hollywood team, so.
It's amazing how many Cowboy stickers and shit you see around here.
I need to start seeing more of them.
And you need to start selling more of them. Somehow, some way. Is that part of your gear? The shit in the back of cars, the stickers and
no,
stuff?
No, that would be called hard goods. No, so no, that doesn't go through me.
Although, your apparel.
Yeah, soft goods.
Oh, yeah. <it's> apropos, peddling soft goods. Myself, back in freaking football season. We're all back in football season. Scrimmage last night, Friday night, actually. Versus San Dimas High School, a perennial preseason game. Kid, last play of the game, we're down. Now it's a fucking scrimmage, so it don't count. But we're down 3 points. Last play of the game, 3 seconds on the clock. I don't call the plays, but this was my suggestion. Hook and ladder. Hook and ladder. Hit it to perfection. Gone. Touchdown. Win the freaking scrimmage. Not that it really mattered, but... Felt good. Came out of there in a strong point. First game next week. Fuck, it's not even Labor Day, and we're playing next Friday.
What division would you guys be considered?
I don't know. What does it matter? I don't know. 5, 6, 7, 8. It's freaking 15, you know?
So I'm assuming is 8 a bigger school than 1, or is it the other way around? Or
well, I'll just put it this way. Our school has 1,500 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We play schools with around 1,500 kids, 2,000 kids. I don't really get caught up in the divisions, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter, really, because I know some big schools that have shit teams and some little schools that have great teams. Mm-hmm. It does help, especially, well, Wilmington Chester, so to speak. You know, I graduated 150 kids. How many in your class?
I think we had about 400 or 500.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does matter in that when you're talking about comparable neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
No fucking bunch of white kids either. You know what I mean? You got more to draw from. But out here, it's so much different because you just have different pockets of neighborhoods. You have a 2,000 kid school full of Asian kids. Not to be racist, but Asian kids don't play football very well, traditionally.
I heard the opposite. I heard they were great.
I bet you they could be good.
They know the playbook.
They would know the playbook. They would be meticulous as far as where they're going to go. They would know the angles. Oh, we're going to go with everything. Knowing the angles. Segue. Kid, my fucking Twitter bird almost flew off the page last night with fucking Johnny Manziel and Michael Sam. It's a fucking conglomeration of all that's good and evil in the freaking ESPN world. Michael Sam sacks Johnny Manziel and gives the money sign. And fucking, and I swear, Stuart Scott ejaculated under his desk. It's amazing. how much the, and then now they're talking with Sam Bradford. Did you see that today? Sam Bradford, ACL, done for the year.
Same knee, right?
Same knee. You got to kind of feel for the guy. If you could feel for a guy who makes $10 million a year, is married to a fucking supermodel, whatever, you know?
They got to get rid. They got to start selling Jameis Winston jerseys and Rams because that's, you know, it's, they're going to take somebody next draft.
That's, well, that's the point. There's a lot of good. I'm in the minority. I think there's a lot of guys that could go out and get. I think the Philadelphia has two guys that could go out and get. They could go out and get Mark Sanchez. They could go out and get Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley is all of a sudden now fucking persona non grata. He is a guy. If he came out his junior year,
would have been number one or not top 10.
Top five. Crazy. Top five picks. Comes out, has a bad year, gets dinged up senior year. Things didn't work out. Fourth round pick, now he's fucking damaged goods. Nobody wants him. You know, and now you, it's amazing. You look, there's a bunch of guys out there like that. That, I, you know, I think Sean Hill's decent. I think the Rams would be all right. And I don't want to talk about Jameis Winston right now. I've talked enough about Jameis Winston, but I am not sold on Jameis Winston being a pro quarterback, to be honest with you. Everyone shits on Johnny Manziel not being a pro quarterback. This Manziel stuff is amazing. It's going to drive me fucking bonkers, man. This micro scrutiny of this day and age we live in.
It's a little over the top for sure.
I know. I mean, fuck, I sit here speaking on a microphone like I fucking know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know a lot more than most of these people. But everything Manziel, I thought Manziel's looked all right. I really have.
Neither one of them have looked good. I was texting with a buddy during one of the games, and we both agreed. Hoyer, I mean, I know it's preseason, but they both look like shit.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, fucking Manziel lit him on a 15-play fucking drive for a touchdown. Granted, some of it was help from the penalties, which has to freaking subside. There's no way the
it's NFL, out of control.
There's no way the NFL could go into the season thinking that this is what's going to be going on. But still, Manziel. He's led him on touchdown drives. He still gets out of the pocket. And they're asking him to do shit he hasn't done. He's still, what, 21 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Become a Manziel apologist. But he's too talented not to do something at some point. And who else would be talking about the Browns? Why else would you be talking about the Browns? You wouldn't.
Mm-mm. That's where most careers go to die. But, you know, hopefully he brings some excitement.
He already has. As long as he's on that roster... which he will be. It's not like Tebow where they've cut him. As long as he's on the roster, they're going to be freaking national news. Atlanta's unfortunately national news because they're on Hard Knocks.
Boring.
You know, I think I have preconceived notions because it's that fucking NFL Play 60 commercial from a couple years ago with fucking Mike Smith and Arthur Blank.
On the bus, right?
On the bus. They look like a couple petter ass. You know, I mean, Thomas Dimitroff looks like a fucking petter ass as well.
Oh, he's the General Lance Armstrong
manager.
Guy.
Yeah.
Talk about
guys that just aren't likable. You know, Mike Smith, and now he's talking about them taking penalties to prove that they're fucking tough, only because the owner, it always starts from the top down. And you got a guy, an owner like Arthur Blank, who thinks that it all goes back to this one play last year. Matt Ryan got hit. And it was a late hit, and the O-lineman came up, and he didn't really, like, get in the guy's face because he didn't want to get the 15-yard penalty, and now the Falcons want to be tough guys. And now they're going to get these 15-yard penalties because that's what they do. It's good to take a 15-yard penalty, which is stupid, which is fucking bullshit. Every other Hard Knocks that I've watched, I've kind of came away pulling for the team. I hope the fucking Falcons lose and lose badly, and I think they probably will.
What does it? What do you think about Matt Ryan now that you kind of have a little further look inside of his head, I guess?
I've always liked Matt Ryan. I think he's a solid quarterback. I think they're going to be okay if they had a fucking better coach who didn't look like a fucking pedophile. Seriously, that commercial fucking drove me nuts for years. Like, he's like looking in the back like, hey, guys, we're on the bus now. DJ Swearinger in that. You've been watching Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
I already asked that. DJ Swearinger, the guy who started the fight, and you could tell something wrong with that guy. Pissed off Peyton yesterday. Did you see it? Peyton Manning getting in the guy's face?
Yeah.
Basically tell him to fuck off. Of course, Peyton tells someone to fuck off, and it's all right. Johnny Manziel throws up a middle finger and fucking the Twittersphere explodes.
I don't get that. What? That's... that's nothing.
It's the same thing, yeah. Oh, the money sign. Guys like Heath Evans on NFL Network. You watch NFL? Oh, Heath Evans is the worst. He's like, the money sign is like he's fucking making some kind of, you know, anti-Jesus sign or something. And the guy's just making a... You watch Major League Baseball? Every time a guy gets a hit, he makes some kind of gesture to the sky or something, or to his teammates, and it's all right. Johnny Manziel does it, and it's... I hope this guy fucking blows out his MCL.
No doubt. Heath Evans has great hair.
You can set your watch to that haircut. But they put those guys, they force feed those guys down your throat. I can't believe Shannon Sharpe is still out of a job. I'd rather listen to Shannon Sharpe than Heath Evans. I'm stuck with watching the NFL Network. And the NFL Network took off the replay of the Rams-Browns game. Isn't it amazing?
I saw that.
Fans are fucking clamoring for Rams-Browns only because they have a queer and a fucking loudmouth, you know? And we're clamoring for that shit. We want to watch it. I was pissed myself. And the NFL and the Infinite Wisdom took it off because they're putting on the red zone advertisements, and the NFL's not getting a cut of that. So they said, no, you know, we can't show this again. We're not getting a cut of those red zone advertisements. Oh, it's fucked. The whole thing is fucked. I don't even know why I watch it, but I still watch it. We got guys like Ray Rice running around the league, and you get the governor of Maine, of all fucking people, Paul LePage, drafted a 3-page letter to Roger Goodell claiming the state of Maine is going to boycott Baltimore Ravens games. Ugh. Why?
Exactly.
In last week.
Goodbye, man.
Well, it's been happening for fucking, that's what, 3 months ago at least. And they're still the main. We're going to stop watching Baltimore Raven games. I'm going to stop watching Notre Dame football, though. Academic fraud. Can you believe it? 4 players thrown out of Notre Dame for academic fraud.
You think it's a big deal?
No, I don't think it's a big deal.
I mean, it's going on everywhere.
Deal.
You don't have to be on the football team. It can be anyone. It can be a regular student. Everybody's doing that.
The bigger deal, and I don't give a fuck if I say it all the time, fucking to my 5 fucking listeners, the bigger deal is Brian Kelly still has a job for sending a fucking graduate assistant up on a scissor lift in hurricane weather.
Oh, yeah, the kid that tipped over and died.
He knew the fuck was going on.
Yeah, he seemed like he got off a little easy on that, right?
A little easy? Nothing happened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not fucking, seriously. I know. I've talked about this a bunch of times, but it's amazing. As a school teacher, they rake you over the coals for all types of situations you may put your kids in. But I wouldn't send a kid up in a fucking unstable foundation in hurricane force weather without some kind of repercussions. The head coach of Notre Dame. And he's shocked that there's academic fraud going on at Notre Dame.
To cheat now has to be the easiest thing in the world with the internet and finding papers. These guys have to be complete morons to get caught almost. It's so easy. All you got to do is change it up a little bit. So I hear.
So you hear. Yeah, I'm sure they were doing worse. I'm sure they just weren't going. Speaking of not going, Vince Young, $100,000 a year. Now his title at University of Texas is Developmental Officer, Division of Diversity and Community Engagement. $100,000 a year. You know how many lunch ladies they probably had to fucking let go for Vince Young to get the diversity training?
Yeah, well, really, all he's going to be doing is glad-handing people and raising money.
And drinking like hell and fucking watching games and getting fucking crunked and probably doing some scissor up in the press box.
No doubt.
I'm sure. Well, you know, Vince Young never tied to scissor up like Jamarcus Russell, but... I mean, it's kind of stereotypical, but I'm sure he has. What do I know about anything? I know. Have you taken the S Bucket Challenge yet?
I have not.
I've not been challenged, nor do I care to. I just fucking...
I would rather donate. I don't understand this. I think it's cute, it's great, and it's raised a lot of money, but what I don't get is this fascination watching people put water on the head.
Oh, I get it. It's look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it's raising money for a decent cause.
Awesome, yeah.
But, you know, it's preying on the vanity of us people to put themselves out there. But my boy Tim Shaw, guy I knew well. Tim Shaw.
The Penn State guy, right?
Penn State guy. Knew him really well. Guy I used to walk to class with every day when I went there. Fucking hated every second of it. But, you know, he's a great guy. You know, gave me some solace, actually. You know, you don't have that many friends in those types of situations, but I consider him a friend. Shame. Fucking shame. Great player. Tough kid. He's a Brit, too. He was raised in England. Moved over here when he was like 9 to 10.
Were you as good of friends with Sandusky as you said you were?
Yeah, we were tight. We were tight in some ways.
Airtight.
Until, come on, how dare you? How dare you talk? It seems like the theme has been pederast. Speaking of fags, Chris Cluey settled out of court. You see that?
I've heard a little bit about it, but why would he settle? So ultimately, does that mean that he won?
Well, he has money towards gay charities. And the Vikings are going to give sensitivity training to all employees 4 times a year. They're going to send, what was it, $200,000 to 5 gay rights charities.
It's ridiculous.
Why?
I just, the way that it's so PC, you know what I mean? It's just...
Because they're not going to change anything about anything, right?
No, you know that people that are going to this sensitivity training are it's like going to it.
They regret it. I mean,
they're going to be sleeping through the whole thing.
Yeah, right. It's one of those things where, look, people have their opinions on anything. I don't know. I don't know what the guy's trying to fucking prove. We've come so far, but there are always going to be people who don't like gays, and there's going to be people who can get along with them.
He needs to work on his punting.
Yeah, right, exactly. The fuck, Chris Cluey, your World of Warcraft game and your fucking punting. Those are the two things that evidently you should be working on. Switching to the college game. You know, only 21 teams actually serve beer at games. And none of them make a lick of difference in anything. The biggest name team that sells beer at games is Colorado State. Minnesota as well. But there are three teams that finally decided they're going to actually, well, I shouldn't say that. There are 21 games. They only sell it before games. And there are three teams that actually sell games at the stadium now. North Texas, SMU, and Troy. Down south. Why wouldn't teams sell? Why wouldn't every? My question is this. Why wouldn't every team sell fucking beer at games? What's the point?
I think they're just trying to kind of show that they're doing the right thing. But USC used to sell booze.
They did?
Yeah, and they stopped probably, I'd say like 8 or 9 years ago, maybe around that time. And going to a game when you could get served booze as opposed to taking a 12-pack in my waistline and down my socks, it's a lot easier. I'd rather just get it from the tap right there.
Why? Why do they get rid of it? There's got to be something.
Yeah, I just think it's like a liability, like anywhere else. Like fraternities at schools are going away. It's this insurance issue. That's really what it is. But they are losing a ton of money. I got tickets to the ASU Notre Dame game in November. We had the options to buy low seats, which came with free food and booze as well.
Free?
No, like you had to add into the tickets. So the tickets were $300 or lower level seating, no booze, but better seats. And we went with, kind of to my dismay, we went with the lower seats, less price. And everyone's like, yeah, we can just smuggle booze in. So if you're not selling it, I'm bringing it in there one way or the other.
At what age do you stop doing that?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know. Am I going to be doing this in 20 years? Maybe.
I don't know. At what age do you stop smoking weed? I'll give you my answer later.
Stay tuned.
But fucking, how about Blunt? How about LeGarrette Blunt and the fucking Le'Veon Bell? Read that shit.
You got to know better than that.
You got to know better than that at this point, right?
Yeah.
You can't fucking, kid, you're going to fucking blaze weed, go pull over the side of the road, roll your blunts, fucking don't do it. What, driving down the road? And then leave Le'Veon Bell, whatever the fuck his hyphenated name is, and he's like, oh, I didn't know you get a DUI for smoking weed. He's like, I smoked weed two hours ago. I'm not even high anymore. I got to get it on a plane. I would immediately release those two fucking guys. You can get fucking running backs in this league.
Yep.
You can get running backs in the NFL. I would immediately release both of those fucking guys.
And it's training camp. Just suck it up for a little bit, you know. That's it.
Suck it up. Just don't fucking drive around smoking fucking weed, man. Yeah. Look it. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck. None of my students are fucking. I've fucking driven around smoking weed plenty of times in my life. I never fucking gotten caught because I would fucking take a little fucking pinna, and if something fucking happened, I'd throw that shit out the window. Those dudes fucking the arrogance. Just be fucking rolling. A cop drives down the road and smells it fucking coming out of their vehicle. What the fuck are they doing in there?
Fucking Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, really. I didn't even think that shit could happen. But it does. But now that LeGarrette Blount's not doing the Patriot way, right? Because that shit didn't happen before.
He was doing it, just didn't get caught.
Of course he did. Same thing with Aaron Hernandez. They say Aaron Hernandez was fucking ripping fucking blunts in the parking lot.
Sure.
Sure. Getting back to Hard Knocks, I fucking love Brian Cox, by the way. I could watch the whole series. Should be Brian Cox smoking cigars, fucking
talking shit.
The best part. That's why everyone's shitting on Hard Knocks. I don't get it because of him. He's sitting there watching film. He's like, "That's my 30-year-old daughter." And one of the guys like, "How old are you, coach?" He's like, "I've been telling you, I've been fucking since I was 10. I love Brian Cox when he played because Brian Cox used to walk around the locker room before the games naked. And he used to visualize that all the white people and all the white coaches were slave owners. And it's fucking fact, kid. That's a Sports Illustrated article. Fact. Brian Cox. It's the only reason I like that fucking team full of petter ass and fucking
diddlers
and shit they have on you. It seems like everybody's trying to fight now. Of course, it's the oversaturation of media, but it seems like everybody's fighting now at camp. The Bills just called practice to an end because there were too much fighting at camp. I think their problem is they got a fucking shit quarterback. EJ Manuel stinks. Have you watched them play?
He sucks, and it's one of those things. We were talking about Matt Barkley, and Matt Barkley came out a year too late. If Manuel came out the next year, I read that he wouldn't even be in the top 10 quarterbacks of the class. So to his credit, you know, he lucked out and, you know, kind of won the lottery or wasn't going to get picked. But he sucks. Buffalo sucks. They should go with Maine and get out of here.
It's amazing the opportunity. It just has to be at the right place, right time. And otherwise, you just get buried in these depth charts and you never have a fucking opportunity. Connor Shaw with the Browns.
He looks good.
He's a player. Steve Spurrier raves about him.
Yeah. No one's had the chips fall better for them and done better with what he's been given than Tom Brady. He's, you know, a guy who had all these opportunities, and a guy like Connor Shaw we may never see again, you know. So it's really unfair, but that's just the way it is.
Right. If Bledsoe never got freaking knocked senseless by Mo Lewis, would there have been a Tom Brady? Eventually. You know, I would think the cream rises to the crop. But you just don't know. You just don't know how many guys out there that have never gotten an opportunity.
You remember they used to call Hasselbeck Mr. August?
No.
For a couple of years there, he was dominating in the preseason games, and that's how he got that big deal with, you know, Seattle and went from there. So really this past week of this third game is kind of, you know, these 3 weeks, it's like the guy Kid Mallett, even though he's playing like shit, this is his season, these 3 weeks.
That being said, Hasselbeck led him to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They went to a fucking Super Bowl under him.
Yeah,
right.
And so, he's still around, and he's a, you know, a veteran guy, and I think he's with the Colts now, so he's done something right.
Is it both? Just a younger one, right? I don't know. I get the Hasselbecks confused.
The older one, the BC, yeah, they both went to BC. The older one, Matt, is the quarterback, and then Tim, the guy that's my age, who I think we beat him our senior year, beat Zavarian.
Trevor Lyons.
Yep.
Did you guys win the Super Bowl that year?
Shit, I can't even remember.
Jesus, kid. I thought you guys did.
No, we won it 95 behind Danny Curran. And the senior year, I don't think we did anything. I say we, as in they. I was watching from the sidelines.
You're a cheerleader, weren't you?
I was swimming, for Christ's sake.
Kemp didn't even have a swim team, do they?
Yeah, we did. I was on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was a swimmer. I got Speedo pictures to show you.
No, thank you. Oh, they talk about, you know what? I'm sick of reading fucking Grantland too, but I read it and that fucking Nate Silva thing. What is that, 380 or something, 3080?
Yeah, it's a new thing. Those articles are too long, man.
Way fucking too long.
Goddamn headache.
Yeah, right? You have to fucking read them in three shifts.
Yeah.
But there was one I read that Bill Bonwell, I can't stand Simmons, by the way. I saw him, he was at SummerSlam the other night, but it's one redeeming quality. But wrestling fan. But they had a big article on the fastest teams in the NFL. And the five fastest teams in the NFL. And we all know speed kills, but this one kind of threw me for a loop. The five fastest teams in the NFL by 40 time are Tennessee, Washington, the Jets, Buffalo, and Cleveland. And the last place team, the slowest team in the NFL, are the New England Patriots. That was kind of a mind fuck. If you really, of course, how do you really quantify that? But speed does fucking kill, and your fastest teams win. But for some reason, in the NFL, that doesn't translate. I can't get my mind over that.
Well, it's not like these guys are. I mean, they do break free at some point, but
right, you're talking about tenths of seconds,
though. Yeah, I mean.
And there's a difference, and you can't quantify game speed with freaking combine shit.
What do you think you'd run a 40 in?
Right now?
Yeah.
5'1". Why is that funny?
I think you're about, I think you're a couple seconds off.
Oh, you.
Could you break six?
You.
6 seconds?
Yeah, I said about 5'1", 5'2". I feel good, man. I fucking...
Maybe it's just me. I was always slow, so maybe...
Yeah, I'm a physical educator, motherfucker. I get up and down. I can still run a little bit. 40-yard dash, I can do it. That's true. No doubt. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, if I have 5'2", I think 6 seconds, fuck you. Go shit in a hat, kid. Way better. I'm not like a fucking... They put so much stock in these combines and... I was just actually reading a thing about combine guys that stock went up and down. Joe Hayden, great cornerback for the Browns. Everybody was off on him because he ran a 4.55. You know what the fucking difference between a 4.55 and a 4.4 is?
It's got to be a half a step, not
it's
even.
Nothing. It's like a fucking lisp in a word. You know what I mean? It's nothing. And they just, oh, you can't run. You can't run. And then you look at guys like Matt Jones, the quarterback for Arkansas there who got thrown out of the league because he was fucking...
Pot and coke, yeah.
He ran a 4.37 and had a 40-inch vertical. And the Jaguars, to speak volumes of the ineptitude, drafted him first round, but not as a quarterback, as a receiver. Amazing. You know, you got guys like Vern Golston. Set the record for his position, 37 reps at 225, never did shit. Jonathan Sullivan. And then you get a guy like Vontaze Perfect, playing great, ran a 5.09 and 40. This shit's so fucking subjective. Who knows who's timing it?
It's the Mike Mamula thing, right?
Mike Mamula effect from BC.
Yep.
He bench pressed, what, like 30 times or something like that? He never did shit.
Yeah, 225, 30 times, that's right.
It's amazing. These get caught up in this bullshit and numbers. And they get caught up in so much. Well, you look at what's going on in Washington right now. Kirk Cousins is clearly outplaying RG3.
You got to stick with RG3, though, man. You got no choice.
Why? Because of money?
Yeah, because of money. And I mean, I think that the whole organization is built behind him. You got to at least let him, you know, go out there and sink or swim. You can't pull the cord on him.
Not yet. They'll let him go another year. They'll let him go another year, but they got to get Kirk Cousins and, you know, step right in. Of course, Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann seems to be on the fucking pulpit of everything. You know, Joe Theismann was bashing Johnny Manziel for being so classless, for throwing up his middle finger. Joe Theismann changed his fucking last name. How fucked up is that?
What was his last name?
Theismann. You know that? He changed his last name to Theismann because it rhymed with Heisman his senior year. Talk about a fucking classless move. You change your family fucking lineage.
It's Brian Inglis from
now on. You know, right? How fucked up is that, kid? You just freaking, I'm going to completely throw my fucking pronunciation, my last name, and disavow my family history.
That's fucked up. It's like people that come to Hollywood that change their name. It's bizarre.
It is
the
bizarre.
The whole thing's weird.
Right. But then they go have the balls to go out and freaking get mad at a guy like Johnny Manziel because he throws fucking rubs his fingers together for a second.
Big deal.
Or throws a fucking finger out. It's so high and mighty. Although I like Theismann. I thought Theismann was a really good quarterback, but kind of got, you know, a little bit too much. Just put the fucking microphone in the same guy's faces and we have to, they create reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate. We have to sit and listen to these people. I'm getting like my old man. I'm fucking getting old and grumpy, kid. I'm fucking happening on the airwaves. We're getting old and grumpy.
It's not happening. It's already happened, bro.
I'd rather watch games with the volume off. Seriously, my old man does that. He fucking mutes all the games.
Does he put the radio on and listen to that telecast?
Not even. Doesn't even fucking put Gino and Gil Santos on.
Dad sounds like a shitload of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's fucking, he's a barrel of laughs. But I remember when I was a kid, we used to watch old Celtics games and we would shut the TV off and put on Johnny Most. That was cool.
Yeah.
But then I just took it to another level. It just shuts off the radio and the TV. But it is a better way to watch it, honestly. You know, his thing is, and I agree with him, just give me the play-by-play. He's fucking right. I don't want to hear how many times how fucking Peyton Manning's 38 years old. I understand Peyton Manning's fucking 38 years old. I may be a little bit sensitive because I'm 38 years old myself. But they fucking have the same points. They go on and on. It blows my mind that anybody can fucking think that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are worth listening to. I'd rather listen to fucking dead air. I'd rather listen to fucking rabbits being fucking chewed by coyotes and listen to fucking Chris Collinsworth. What is wrong with me? Nothing, I guess. What is wrong with BJ Raji? Segway. Fucking ripped his... See that? Ripped his fucking bicep off the other day.
He's done, right?
Doesn't matter, though. They can pack it. D linemen, they can find.
Yeah.
Well,
Tommy Kelly will be right there.
Yeah, right. You can find a D tackle. The only positions you really need to find in this day and age are quarterbacks, corners, D ends.
Mm-hmm.
Playmaking safeties. You know, game's won on the edge. The game's won on the extreme edge. Or right down the center line. Everything else, you can find linebackers, you can find running backs, you can find O linemen. But the edge players and the guys right down the center line, those are the guys you fucking win with. So, chewing that one, Thomas Dimitroff. You're fucking snorting something off some guy's ass. Speaking of snorting stuff off guys' ass, Jenny Dell, you see she's on CBS football now?
I saw that. I like her. I'd give her
former Red Sox friggin'.
On a 1 to 10, what do you give Jenny Dell?
I mean, whose perspective? I mean, 10? I don't know. You know what I mean? As far as women I interact with? I mean,
yeah, she's definitely a 10. I would give her a hard 8.2.
Well, she's the one that's engaged to Will Middlebrooks, right?
Yeah, and he sucks.
He does suck. let's switch gears to Red Sox baseball for a minute, because
thank you.
Why the fuck not? What do you think about the Rusney Castillo?
The guy we signed today?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's, other than I'm not, well, I can't say it. I don't want to come off sounding bad. I'm excited. If he puts up numbers, that's great. But I'm not big into this huge.
Cubans?
You said it.
We don't want no commies playing for the fucking Red Sox. I'll say it.
I don't know. I mean, I want baseball to kind of not go in this whole direction where it's going to be everybody from the Dominican and everywhere else. But that's kind of the way it's going. So whoever wears the Red Sox jersey.
I'll take one Brock Holt over Rusney Castillo and Eunice Cespedes any day of the fucking week.
No doubt. Greatest name ever.
What? Eunice Cespedes?
No, Brock Holt.
Brock Holt's awesome. The legend of Brock Holt.
Yep.
You know, what the fuck? It's just, I don't know, enough baseball talk. The Red Sox have been an extreme disappointment, but hey, they won 3 World Series in the last 10 years, so.
Amazing, right? When you think about it?
Yeah, really. It is fucking amazing to think about it. A year ago at this time, they were fucking on the cusp of winning another World Series, but. Stay off football for a second. Did you see 50 Cent's challenge to Floyd Mayweather to read Cat in the Hat live on TV?
I had a buddy over today, and I don't know if you've seen the YouTube skit or whatever it is of Floyd Mayweather trying to read. When he's trying to read the bit for the Atlanta thing, he can't read.
Yeah. So what? Floyd Mayweather was the fucking richest athlete in the world.
Yeah, but did you see those two checks he had on his Twitter thing?
No.
He showed one check for $40 million and the other one for, I think it was 36. Two checks. And the thing is that when I get a check, when you get a check, I'm assuming it's kind of printed or it's, you know, formal. This check to him was handwritten from Golden Boy. So it's bizarre that they have that much money and this guy's just writing, you know, the treasurer's just cutting a check like that. So, yeah, it was $76 million, it was two checks. So.
It's fucking sad is what it is. It's sad that, you know, we're paying guys like that. And I like Floyd, you know, I guess. But boxing matches aren't that fucking cool.
No. It's crazy how the UFC, fucking those guys don't make shit compared to what he does.
Right. So. It is amazing. They don't make compared to what a guy like Floyd Mayweather, I don't know that many people other than Slush jerking off in his fucking apartment in Nashua. What? Who the fuck cares about? Who's going to pay $50 to watch that shit?
It's for the big fights, I'll get it. And I'm sure you will. But
I don't do it.
But, I mean, I don't want, it's not like I'm sitting home like Slush style jerking off watching Showtime fights.
Yeah.
You know, smoking cigars in my living room. That's not my style, but.
There are millions upon millions of people doing it.
We know one of them.
I'd rather sit at home, jerk off, and watch SummerSlam. $10 a month, $9.99 a month. Can't beat that, dude. $120 a year, and I fucking will go work out and watch fucking Survivor Series from 1991. I don't care. I'll fucking do it. It's worth it to a lifelong fan, but $60, $70. It's like $70 to watch a Floyd fight, right?
It's, yeah, $69. And the thing with UFC is that there's so many fucking fights. I don't know. It's hard to keep up on. One thing that I do like with boxing is that when they do have a fight, you kind of know it's not. There's not going to be one that one-ups it 3 weeks later in another city. So kind of how the UFC just seems like they're like on whatever, 150 or UFC battle. They all mean nothing to me anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch any of that shit. You're fucking stuck in the fucking pigskin and worrying about Super Bowl halftime shows.
What do you think about that, man? Fucked up they try and charge, huh?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, you know what? I actually think they're right on this one. They should fucking charge Katy Perry or Rihanna or Coldplay to fucking... I wish a guy like Jim Irsay would just come out of the fucking woodworks and be like, okay, I'll pay and have my fucking band play and freaking in.
Yeah, but if you're Katy Perry in these huge bands, say you're CBS or whoever doesn't have it, say, hey, you know what? We're going to throw a show. You guys come play for free during halftime. Everyone's going to flip over from Fox to whatever. I mean, you definitely got to compete with that. And now people know that they're trying to charge Coldplay to come play that. You just grab Coldplay and say, hey, come play for free. You'll get just as many viewers. I mean, there's 150 million people watching.
Kind of like the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, when MTV used to do...
The lingerie thing.
The lingerie fucking bowl. I mean, NFL fans are really clamoring for fucking Katy Perry, Rihanna, or Coldplay to fucking play. I would think fucking NFL fans would be more in line with wanting to see Metallica or, you know, anybody other than fucking Katy Perry. But that's what they fucking feed us with. It's like I claim it for the old days when they would have like a big magic trick. Or, you know what I mean? Some kind of fucking something going on. Some kind of...
You don't want to see Rihanna during halftime, though?
No, I don't give a fuck about Rihanna.
That's my girl.
It's your girl.
Don't talk bad about her.
Whatever. You can fucking watch her on YouTube tonight and fucking jerk off left-handed. Fantasy football show today on Fox with David Spade and Jake Glazier. I actually respect Jake Glazier. I actually kind of like Jake Glazier in some ways. I think they kind of misuse him. But it was David Spade... Who was it? Brody fucking, what's his name? Brody, I don't even know. But did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Brutal. Can't stand fucking fantasy sports, man. And I know I'm alienating like fucking 9/10 of anybody who could possibly listen to this. But I can't stand fucking fantasy sports.
I played a couple of years and it just, it got to the point where it was more annoying than what it's worth. But to still be in it, You have to be a total squid to keep playing.
Everybody does, though. You know, I feel like I'm some kind of fucking, again, I guess it's just the reality I've created for myself. I'm some kind of grumpy old fucking man. People freaking love this fantasy football. And it does make sense as far as it keeps you engaged, but I don't care. What's wrong with just watching your own fucking team play? You know? Or the team that's playing on Hard Knocks. Amazing how I keep coming back to Hard Knocks. How many fucking, I would love to see a poll of black, how many black dudes under the age of 25 playing in the NFL, they're married to white women. Kid, that's got to be fucking over 50%.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be over 50%.
You want to talk about interracial marriage now?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you look at like, I read a thing in 1958, 1960, 98% of Americans thought interracial marriage was wrong.
Yeah, now it's like anything, it evolves pretty quick.
58, kid. And people who are 58 years old, born in 1958, are like, what? I don't know, a little over 50 years old, almost 60. Pushing 60.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how things has changed. And now every one of those brothers fucking on those teams are married to white chicks. And they're all fucking smoking hot, too. Every one of those fucking white chicks.
Don't go that far.
What? You wouldn't say that?
No, I'd say some of them are a little less than smoking hot.
You're fucking wrong, kid. You're wrong. Every one of those ones are freaking, at least they're made up that way. I would love to see the studies going down the line to see how long they stay married.
Probably about as long as the career. What's the average NFL career, I think, is 3.5 years now?
Something like 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so those guys, I mean, you know, they've got 3 years to bank as much money as they can. They get 2-to-1, 401k. Hopefully those guys are saving money as opposed to, you know, making an investment and buying a Range Rover, you know. So.
And piss out a couple interracial kids. There was another study I read that interracial kids are more attractive than non-interracial people. Really, I believe that, too. I believe they're going to pump out a couple fucking... It's a good thing I don't speak for the networks. Best fans in the NFL. Who do you think is the top three rated, quote-unquote, best fans in the NFL by the powers that be? Go.
You got to go Seattle, Green Bay.
Seattle's 9. Green Bay, number 1.
Green Bay, fuck. Raiders?
I'll give you one more. Raiders were like 29. I couldn't believe that. I think that's bullshit, right?
Yeah, this thing kind of sounds a little rigged already. Fuck, I don't know. Giants?
Here are the top 5, quote-unquote, best fans by some kind of fucking bullshit organization. Green Bay, Denver, Saints, Pats, Ravens. How are the Cowboys and how are the Raiders not on there? I blame you.
I can
how the Steelers
you.
Not on there?
Yeah, I don't trust what that thing says, but I do think that there's a couple of those teams belong up there, but for sure the Raiders belong up there.
We live in a fairly quasi-neutral territory because there's no team right now in the Los Angeles area, and by far the number one team I see shit is the Raiders, and that makes sense because they played in L.A. for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But 2 and 3, not even close, Cowboys, Steelers.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right? You don't see fucking a lot of Green Bay shit. You see Denver once in a while.
In terms of merchandise this past year, the top 3 selling teams were Seattle, I can't remember, San Francisco, and Denver. And that, you know, that has to do with kind of new hot players and the new colors that Seattle's come up with. So, I mean, that kind of, that's what pushes that.
How's San Fran on the top 10? Right?
Question, yeah.
San Fran, that's a marquee franchise. I don't know. I guess freaking the days have gone by, even though they've been in it every year, although I think they're in trouble this year. I really think they're in trouble this year. But we'll see. I don't know. I think Jim Harbaugh's a good coach.
You are starting to hear people shit on that stadium.
Yeah, the stadium's gotten poor reviews, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got all the technology you could want, but... if it sucks, it sucks.
How's that compared to the Raiders? You've been up to the Raiders?
Yeah, that's terrible. That's one of the worst facilities you'll ever see.
Why?
It's kind of like that in the old Three River Stadium and the Qualcomm in San Diego, all kind of built around the same era in the 70s. Cookie cutter, big ovals, I guess is the best way to describe it. Multiple use. You had baseball, football in there. So you have the A's playing there. And right next to it, you have the Golden State Warriors facility. It's all like kind of the state-run, you know, property. So basically, it's just this old shithole, and that's why the Raiders are trying to get out and get their new, you know, do something on their own.
Have you been to the Raiders offices?
Yeah. But the Raiders offices are a little different than most teams. That they're not even, because the stadium, that stadium that they play in, they're just there for, you know, 5 hours during games. No one's there afterwards. No one's there during the week. You know, the A's are there, you know, more often, and then the A's offices are next door in the basketball arena. And then the Raiders offices are, it's really bizarre. They're down a road in kind of an office park and just, you know, big Raiders symbol on front of the building, but it's next to like a couple of healthcare facilities. So it's not your typical, you know, when you go to Patriot Place or, you know, down to Foxborough, it's kind of an experience down there. And this is where they are. It's definitely not.
It's just in the middle of an office park. How long have you been there? Did they keep those facilities when they came down to L.A.?
I don't know. They're in a town called Alameda, and it's actually a really nice town, but it's right by the airport by Oakland. So I think that's kind of one of the reasons they're right there, is to get in and out of there. So the team does all their practicing. If they leave, everybody leaves their cars there, kind of thing. But yeah, it's behind it. There's two or three football fields. It's, you know, you'd never know it's the Raiders facility unless you were looking for it.
One of these days, the Raiders will be back. One of these days, they should have fucking taken Manziel.
Oh God!
I don't care what anyone says. They should have taken Manziel. Khalil Mack is not going to be that much of an impact. They should have taken Manziel and fucking give him the keys of the franchise and roll and let Johnny Football do the shit. And Al would have loved it.
That would have been great.
Would have been great for the league.
They have the best uniforms.
They have the best uniforms by far. You know, yeah. You need an outlaw. You need an outlaw. Cleveland Browns. Should have been the fucking Raiders. David Carr ain't going to cut it. Oh, kid, getting back to my high school team, I'm feeling old, man. All right, we give out numbers the other day, uniform numbers.
Do kids pick or?
Kids pick all the numbers. There were two set of 10, I don't know, you know, like 20, 30, 40s that no one had numbers with. Take a guess. Just make it quick. Take a quick guess. What sets of numbers? Tens that they didn't have.
You go. I'm skipping because I honestly don't follow you.
You know, like tens, twenties, thirties, forties, fifties, sixties, seventies, eighties.
Yeah, yeah. So which one no one wanted?
Which group of 10 nobody wanted?
Sixties.
Thirties and eighties. Kid, remember fucking back in the day, everybody wanted to be like 33, 32, 34.
Larry Bird.
Bird, Jim Brown, whatever. Yeah. Fucking Walter Payton, Bo Jackson.
I thought 80s would be the...
Christian Okoye.
I thought the 80s would be also
all your receivers, right? Yeah. All your receivers back in the day. Jerry Rice, Chris Carter, Randy Moss, any of them.
So what do the kids want to be now? If you're a receiver, you want to be wearing 16 or something?
Single digits and teens. Single digits and teens.
Sounds absolutely ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Fucking goddamn jersey number, who cares?
Well,
granted, Wade Boggs.
I know swimmers don't wear fucking jerseys. But.
That's not true. I had a number on my Speedo.
What was it? Double zero?
That's number one.
Number one with an arrow pointing down. What the fuck? You guys really wear fucking, or you put it on your little headgear?
No, we wore Speedos, yeah. I mean, we swam at the low Y. That's where the...
Is that where Chester Matches were? Low Y?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they have a pool at Chester High?
No. There was something they said they could have built one in the 70s, and it didn't get built. So every day, put on that Speedo and get over to Lowell.
Nobody wanted a 33, 34, 32. It was, like, fucking ugly. Those numbers were ugly to them. Fuck it. Threw me for a loop.
Oh, yeah. The worst number, though, and I remember this in high school, the worst number in our buddy Slush told me is 46.
Nobody, why?
I don't know. He just said 46 was the worst number.
Kid, 40s are fucking all taken up. Nobody wanted anything from the 30s.
Who got stuck with them?
There's like two kids, and they're fucking kids. I don't even know who they were. I've been coaching them for fucking 6 months, and I still don't know their names. What else we have left? We got 5 minutes left. I was reading an article today about Joe Flacco, how the president, not Ozzie Newsome, but the head of the Baltimore Ravens wanted to trade the whole draft for Matt Ryan, and he was physically restrained from trying to draft for the whole draft for Matt Ryan, took Joe Flacco.
They're comparable, right?
I would think they're the same fucking guy.
It's like Rodgers and Romo to me are the same guy. Just Rodgers has a ring, and that's really, you know, that just changes everything.
Really? You think Aaron Rodgers and Tony Romo are the same guy?
Maybe I heard that, but yeah, they kind of remind me of each other. I mean, I probably would say Rodgers is a little better, but Romo has a lot more drama to him and all that shit. But
I'm a Tony Romo defender. Even though I hate the Cowboys, I think Tony Romo is pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the problems have been defensively over the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny how just certain guys just get under the skin of people. And I think Tony Romo, the reason Tony Romo is hated, one, Cowboys, when you're loved and you hate, you know, the yin mm-hmm. and the yang, as much mm-hmm. as you're loved, you're hated. But I really think one of the biggest reasons Tony Romo's hated is because his last name rhymes with homo. It's true. I think people love to be like, Romo's a homo. Yeah. I think so, man. I'm telling you.
Why don't you go look up one of your, find another search and see what they say.
What, Romo Homo?
Yeah.
I bet there's a fucking gazillion fucking texts, tweets relating Romo to Homo.
Somebody sent me a shirt and asked me what I thought. It was called the Romo Coaster. So, you know, he does catch a lot of flack, and but you know, we're going to the Super Bowl this year, so it doesn't matter.
You think the Cowboys are going to Super Bowl this year?
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, yeah.
Oh, fuck you, dude. You're fucking company, man. You're fucking stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've heard you say in the last 15 minutes.
Who the hell's going to win it then?
Patriots, Denver, Seattle, Green Bay. All those teams are winning over Dallas. Not even close. Dallas' defense is terrible. I'm going to sit here and talk about Dallas' defense. I'm going to waste my fucking time. We have 3 minutes left.
All right, let's close it out.
Mike Ditka, fucking liberals ranting. Mike Ditka, the liberals ran about the anti-Redskins. That's true. I'm a fucking moderate, but I don't think it. Mike Ditka's correct in certain. And this story is going to fucking fester all year. Who is it who just came out and said they're not gonna say the name Redskins? Was it Phil Sims? Phil Sims said they're not going to say the name Redskins, and someone else, Tony Dungy, they're not going to utter the fucking word Redskins. We can't get away from this. Can we get away from this? Fuck it. You know, it's driving us crazy as fans, no?
Yeah, no, it is. And this is maybe the wrong subject for me to touch on, but it really, I don't find it offensive at all, obviously.
Right? Nobody fucking finds it offensive.
There's five people that find it offensive. They got some money behind them, and they're, you know, kicking and screaming. I agree with what Ditka said.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Mike fucking Ditka is kind of a fucking ass clown, but who fucking cares? What does Redskins mean? You know what I mean? You're not sitting there like, goddamn nigger fucking Washington Redskins. You know? Hey, fuck. It means it's been around forever.
Yeah.
You know? And now all of a sudden, because we're tied into each other. Now, all of a sudden, it's just, I'm just going to stop. I've said this fucking 10 times before. Stop talking about the Redskins' names. Let them be the fucking Redskins. How about the Tewksbury Redmen? Should they change that one? It's a little different.
What about the Barica Indians?
Barica Indians. Or the Cleveland Indians got their fucking goofy fucking Indian smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Florida State Seminoles. I mean, it seems like the Redskins are, you know, what's it, falling on the sword for a lot of people.
I guess, but I just don't think you fucking
matter. Or a lot of people are going at him. That's not fair.
I don't think none of it matters. O.J. Simpson, last thing I'm going to talk about. O.J. Simpson supposedly was caught jerking off to a fucking 2007 poster, Playboy poster of Kim Kardashian, even though he's, rumors has it that he is the father of Khloe Kardashian, which it fucking makes total sense to me because, you know, his homie was Bob Kardashian. Supposedly, OJ freaks out if anybody freaking says anything bad about Kim Kardashian. He was reprimanded for putting up posters of her. I don't know what that has to do with anything. With 30 seconds left, I just think it's funny as hell. Poor OJ.
That's you got to be really low on the beat material if you're going with that.
Someone who's like quasi your fucking stepdaughter.
Who caught him?
One of the COs on death row looking at OJ. Gotta feel bad for OJ in a small way. I mean, he was found not guilty, so what the fuck? It's yeah. U.S. criminal system. Not guilty, right?
Yep.
To prove it is. All right. All right, that's it. I could sit here and drink more beers, but I got to go to fucking school tomorrow, and that's it. I'm the coach, Brian Ingles. Thank you for coming, and we'll see you next week. Later.